Water Festival, Water World. There is a water shortage in the Northeast, but the high point of Thailand's summer is marked by Songkran, the traditional New Year water festival celebrated here as well as in several other Southeast Asian countries. People in the Northeast are usually hardest hit by the lack of water and drought. This year, 45 provinces have already been declared disaster areas by the government. The majority are in the Northeast. However, Songkran is more important than the water shortage. For many provinces, the festival means happiness, a time when migrant workers living in Bangkok return home to reunite with their families. For business, it is a time when money flows along with the water. Konkan Province, declared a disaster zone, has created the slogan, "Spray, not splash," to help people remember to conserve water. The water shortage in Konkan has reached a critical level as the water in Ubonrat Dam has sharply dropped to 30% of its usual storage level, the lowest in a decade. Bangkok and Chiang Mai will continue their merrymaking without much worry. Siloam and Khao San roads in Bangkok will be packed with revelers. The Tourism Authority of Thailand, or TAT, reportedly expects the five-day festival to generate more than 11 billion baht for the tourism industry. It is expected that 100 million baht will be generated on Khao San Road alone during the festival. For Bangkok, Nonthaburi, and Samutprakorn provinces, total daily water consumption is 5.2 million cubic meters. During the summer, water consumption, mostly from showers, increases to 100,000 cubic meters per day. The MWA estimates that water splashing during the Songkran Festival in the capital and its vicinities will add another 100,000 cubic meters to daily demand. On April 13th, during last year's Songkran, people in Bangkok, Nonthaburi, and Samutprakorn provinces consumed an additional 100,000 cubic meters of water, presumably for splashing to celebrate Songkran. According to the Metropolitan Water Works Authority, or MWA, that amount of water was added to the tap water system. For the sake of comparison, that amount of water would need 8,333 12-ton trucks for storage. If those 8,333 trucks were lined up, the total length would be 100 kilometers, the distance from Bangkok to Saraburi province. Khao San Road is perhaps the most famous spot for Songkran festivities in Thailand. Foreigners and local teenagers flock to the narrow road. In addition to water, powder is also popular and can soothe pimples and cool off heat. Yet water-soaked powder can be an agent of germs. Germ-contaminated powder can cause severe eye infections and even poisoning if ingested orally. The powder can also stick to cars and damage their paintwork. Decades ago, children would accept it if parents gave them buckets to splash water during Songkran. But nowadays, children will not settle for less than fancy water guns. Models vary and prices start from 10 baht for a basic old-fashioned pistol to premium models priced at over 300 baht with features such as backup storage containers that allow you to spray more water. Since it's not possible to carry buckets from home, while on the road making a splash, revelers might buy bottles of drinking water to refill their water guns or buy water from shops in the area. Last year, small water trucks from the MWA couldn't reach Khao San Road, so visitors had to buy water from shops on the street, a lucrative business. According to the MWA, shops usually sell water at a rip-off rate. Tap water from the MWA is very cheap. 12 baht per 1,000 liters or 0.012 baht per liter. Drinking water is sold at 5 baht for 1 liter.